Viewers of the State of the Union address last week may have taken note as President Trump spoke about one particular guest in the gallery.
We are also joined tonight by Matthew Charles from Tennessee.
Matthew Charles was the first person released under the newly signed First Step Act. It ends a saga that began with his release from prison in 2016, his return to prison last year, and his re-release in January. WPLN contributor Julieta Martinelli spoke to Matthew Charles about how he plans to use his platform to push for more changes to the criminal justice system.
For Matthew Charles, the day after the State of the Union was a flourish of meetings, invitations, and speeches. He did a Q&A at Georgetown and was rushed in and out of interviews with national media outlets.
Opportunity has been open since my release to be able to speak and be heard by people that are interested in my story. And we could have never even thought of this in our wildest dreams.
Charles has become one of the faces of criminal justice reform, all while getting himself back on his feet. When he returned to prison last summer, he was forced to get rid of everything he'd built. When he got out, he tried to juggle both his need to work and the responsibility he felt to speak out.
Any employer wasn't going to hire me and then allow me to come to Washington, D.C. for 3 days to speak to people, or 2 days to go here or 2 days to go there.
Last week, Families Against Mandatory Minimums, one of the organizations that was pivotal in passing the First Step Act, hired Charles as an advocate to travel the country and tell his story. He'll mostly work on changing laws at the state level. After all, that's where most prisoners are. Charles proposes that all people serving long sentences should have their terms reviewed after 15 years. He believes most prisoners have been rehabilitated by then.
Whether it be for personal reasons or because that they've just aged out to where they've been incarcerated for so long that they've changed, don't have a way to have their sentences reviewed.
Charles admits it can be difficult for society to change its view of the criminal justice system's purpose, from punishment to rehabilitation. But he says he will always believe it's possible. For WPLN News, I'm Julieta Martinelli.